It's the Daily Review with Brad Munson, and today let's look at yet another British television show. And don't worry, this is one you can actually see here in the US of A without a VPN, and yet another superhero show. Like, we haven't talked about enough British shows and enough superhero shows already. But let's talk about Extraordinary. Maybe I should say Extraordinary, or something. Anyway, imagine living in a world where 10 years ago, everybody on the planet suddenly had superpowers, ones that emerged in everyone from 11 or 12 years old on, and now they seem to emerge right around then on New Kids. And they're all not good powers, mind you. Not everybody gets to be Superman or the Flash. Some of these powers are actually quite small, and many of them are kind of, well, pathetic. Like being stuck with spontaneously creating theme music so everyone in your vicinity, depending on their mood. Or being able to turn anything, into a PDF. Or becoming a human 3D printer where you can create anything, but only out of your butt. And then imagine that you are one of the very few people in the world, an otherwise unremarkable young teenage girl, who doesn't have a superpower, big or small, and just can't wait for one to manifest. That's it. That's the premise of Extraordinary. Now filming its second season, and it is surprisingly funny and clever and more than a little filthy. A bit like Generation V, but done in a dry, wet British kind of way, and reaching way more for laughs and feels than for blood and conspiracy theories. You'll see a lot of extraordinary young actors in Extraordinary, each with their own unique and often baffling superpowers, from the young woman who channels the dead and speaks in their own unedited voices. People are awful, aren't they? To the very socially awkward guy whose mere touch will make you orgasm, but regardless of their abilities, they were remarkably skilled actors, each with a great comic touch, especially Mairéad Tyr, that's how you say it, I looked it up on everything, who plays Jen, the powerless girl in a powerful world, and of course, Siobhan McSweeney, from the Great Pottery Throwdown and of course, Derry Girls. The ongoing quest for Jen to find some kind of power, or at least a boyfriend, is weirdly understated for something that is so broad. Very dry British wit, even in the bawdier scenes. And Miss Tyr is absolutely charming as a remarkably unremarkable young woman just trying to find her place in an overly remarkable world. You know, this premise, a world where everyone has a superpower, but for a tragic few, is far from new. There was a short-lived comedy series a few years back on NBC, I think, called Powerless, with Vanessa Hudgens and Danny Pudi and the beloved Alan Tudyk. It wasn't nearly as clever as this. Sorry, Alan. Certainly the whole concept of The Boys and Generation V over on Fox comes close, though not everyone in that world has superpowers. It's just that superpowered people pretty much run the world. Over in comics, the same premise is played entirely for laughs in the fairly hilarious Normal Man comic, which has been around for a few years. This is one where the flying heroes have a tendency to crash into each other over the skies of Metropolis or wherever. And in books, you've got a surprisingly serious and deep look at the same premise in Austin Grossman's Soon I Will Be Invincible, or in Peter Kleins' X-Heroes series, where everyone has a superpower only because everyone who doesn't have a superpower has been killed by zombies, and it's down basically to the capes versus the undead. It's a really excellent series, by the way. We're going to talk about that sometime. And then there's the Wild Cards series from George R.R. Martin as editor, and the Wearing the Cape series, and over in anime and manga, you have the really pretty remarkable series called My Hero Academe, about a high school for advanced super-type kids in a world where everyone has some kind of knack or other. So, yeah, it's not a new concept, but Extraordinary manages to have some fun with it, even some subtle fun, and it's charmed enough people to be picked up for a second season. In fact, there's even a trailer out for season 2 already, so check that in the show notes. Sometimes it's just fun to lean into an absurd premise and enjoy the results, especially when the results are in the hands of talented people who don't take this much more seriously than you do. I'm reminded of Resident Alien or Mr. Bean or Extraordinary. So give it a go over there on Hulu, and you might like what you find. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look. And please, do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word. And let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at TheBradMunson, and on my website, weirdly enough called TheBradMunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's The Daily Review.